Brahma Shiva, dear listeners of Shaivam.org. The next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Respected dear family members, my pranams to you. Many people from world over, belonging to all religions and different groups, used to ask me a very serious question. Many people used to come to the office of Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage, Trivandrum, and also to our center, National Heritage Center, Trichur, inquiring about how to learn Hindu Dharma, how to learn Sanatana Dharma, and from where we have to start learning Hinduism. Many Keralites, people from outside Kerala, outside India, like this variety of people from different religion, different nation, used to come and ask the question. So I thought it will be better to give an introduction on various aspects of Hindu Dharma, focusing on learning Hinduism. After learning by you, my request is that you should teach others. Without any superstition and with the strong support of scientific, logical and rational background. Whatever you are learning now, my request to you is that you have to listen twice or thrice. If possible, note down the points and then try to teach your own family members, friends, colleagues, and those who are directly or indirectly associated with you. I also would like to request you the link of what I am telling today onwards. That should be spread to one and all, to as many people as possible, so that it will be reaching to all the people who are interested in learning Hinduism. Today, I will be talking to you about few lines that you should know about Vedas. Many people used to ask the question, the religious book of Christians, is Bible, religious book of Muslims, Quran, that of Sikh, Guru Granth Sahib, and so on. What is the religious book of Hindu Dharma? Remember that we have got thousands of literature written by thousands of rishis on thousands of subjects for the last many thousands of years. But foundation of all this literature start from Vedas. Veda means knowledge. Vidya, Veda. Veda means knowledge. And Rigveda is the oldest literature in the world. That is the foundation literature of Hindu Dharma. Four Vedas are there. You know, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, and Atharvaveda. And remember that mantras are intermixed. Many mantras from Rigveda can be seen in Yajurveda also. Mantras from Rigveda and Yajurveda are used for Samaganam, that is in Samaveda. Mantras from all the three can be seen in Atharva Veda also. In all the four Vedas, independent separate mantras are also there. So Veda means knowledge. The knowledge created by more than 200 rishis. The Vedas are composed by nearly 200 rishis. Every sukta begins with the name of the rishi who composed it. Say for example, Gadino Vishwamitra Rishi Devi Gayatri Chanda Mitro Devada. One sukta composed by Gadina Vishwamitra, it is composed in Gayatri Chandas, and the Devada deity of that mantra is Mitra, that is Sun, Surya Deva. So every sukta begins with three messages who composed it, and what is the number of letters in that sukta given through the name of Chandas, and what is the deity adored in that particular mantra. So more than 200 rishis involved in composing all these Veda mantras, and Veda Vyasa Krishna Dvaivayana classified these mantras under four categories. Krishna Dvaivayana Veda Vyasa classified all the mantras composed by these 200 rishis into Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda and Atharva Veda. Many rishis later contributed to these four Vedas, and thus for each Veda many shakhas, recensions got created. So Rigveda, some addition, deletion, modification and corrections were done in Rigveda. So we have got Shakala Shakha Rigveda, Bhaskala Shakha Rigveda, Sangyayana Shakha Rigveda, Kaushidaki Shakha Rigveda and so on. Yajurveda also has got addition, deletion, modification and correction. So we have got Krishna Yajurveda, Shukla Yajurveda, Kada Shaga, Chagalina Shaga and so on. 108 Shagas are there for Yajurveda. So now you know Shagas of Rigveda, like that Shagas of Yajurveda, like that Shagas of Samaveda. It is said more than 1000 shakhas are there for, recensions are there for Samaveda, created by addition, deletion, modification and correction of some ancient literature. Of course, no correction, addition, deletion and modification. And 35 shakhas of Yajurveda are now available. Nearly 10 shakhas of Samaveda are now available. And Atharva Veda also, 52 shakhas are there, got by addition, deletion and modification. So Veda means knowledge created by 200 rishis. classified into four Vedas by Krishna Dvaibhayana Vedavyasa. Vedas give only messages. Vedas give only messages, absolutely no stories, no events are described, and Vedas give the messages for everything connected with the human being directly or indirectly, and connected with the nature, ocean, mountains, living beings, non-living beings, planets, air, fire, and so on. That's what I said, everything. And in Vedas, heaven and hell, sin or virtue are not mentioned. So the messages are applicable for Hindus, Christians, Muslims, leftist, rightist, or middleist. The messages of Vedas are not meant exclusively for Hindus. It can be applicable for anyone. That is why the Vedas are declared as the oldest human heritage, world heritage of human beings by UNESCO. Vedas give universal messages, adoptable and adaptable by anyone in the world. The 200 and odd rishis who composed the Veda mantras are known as mantra drashtaraha. Generally, we can hear or listen Veda mantra, but the rishis who composed the Veda mantra are known as mantra drashtaraha, which means those who watched the mantra, those who could see the mantra. What does it mean? Mantras are seen means the rishis could see the nature, and what they saw in the nature that they composed as mantras and written and included in the Vedas. So what they observed outside, just copied as words. What they observed, watched and noted in the nature, that they just described. That is why they are known as mantra drashtaraha. Vedas are known as anadi. Why it is known as anadi? Because who wrote these mantras are known, but when these mantras were written, that is not known at all. So the beginning of Veda mantra, the day during when it was composed, many people tried to go back and analyze, but miserably failed. And many people suggest Vedas are 5,000 year old, 10,000 year old, 20,000 year old, or millions and millions of years old. Those are all their opinion and observation. But nobody can say when Vedas were composed. So we call it as anadi, without knowing the beginning period. Vedas are also known as apaurusheya. Why it is known as apaurusheya? Because it is humanly impossible to compose such lines with the messages in very, very specific number of letters and most appropriate words thousands and thousands of years ago. Correct letter, correct word, correct number of lines, correct suktas could be composed. That is why it is known as apaurusheya, humanly impossible. So now we know the meaning of mantra drashtaraha, we know the meaning of anadi, we know the meaning of apaurusheya, We know the meaning of Veda. We know how many rishis composed this Veda mantra. And we do not know when it was composed. We know that when there is no hell and heaven in Veda. We know that there is no mention of sin or virtue. Vedas give universal messages. That is why Vedas are declared as human heritage and world heritage. And when Vedas are chanted, neuro-linguistic effect is produced when you are chanting or listening that. It's a musical effect, just like music therapy. We have got mantra therapy. When you continuously listen Veda mantras, your brain waves will become normal, heartbeat appears to become normal, blood pressure becomes normal, cholesterol and adrenaline level becomes normal. So a curative effect is formed in your body when you are listening Veda mantra. Veda mantras are ideal for pregnant women to listen. It gives a Abhimanyu effect for the baby. Veda mantras are used for performing pujas. Veda mantras are used for performing yagas. Veda mantras are used for merely doing the prayer. Veda mantras are used for meditation. Veda mantras are nowadays used for treating the heart patient, BP patient, cancer patient as part of new age therapy. Veda mantras are known to decrease the high blood pressure and normalize that. Veda mantras have got three type of meaning, so that writing the meaning of Vedas very difficult. Writing a commentary for Vedas is also very difficult. Why it is difficult? Because for each mantra, there is first adhyatmika meaning connected with individual, adhibhautika meaning, the meaning connected with the society, or adhyatmikam adhibhautikam, the surroundings. The third meaning is adhidevata, connected with the whole universe. So adhyatmikam, individual conscious, adhibhautikam, social consciousness, adhidevata, cosmic consciousness. Individual consciousness, social consciousness and cosmic consciousness are explained in a complementary way in Veda mantra. That's the importance of Veda mantra. All the three, individual consciousness, adhyatmika, artha, adhibhautika artha, social consciousness, adhidevada artha, cosmic consciousness, are not conflicting, not contradicting, not confusing. They are complementing and coexisting. And cooperating way, these meanings are explained. So, for an ordinary man giving a commentary for Veda mantras, impossible. You can see when the Western scholars tried to write the messages of Veda mantras or commentary for Veda mantra, they miserably failed because they thought that Vedas may be like Bible or Quran. So, Bible and Quran are superficial, just for the common man on the top only. But Veda mantras go deep into the individual consciousness, social consciousness and cosmic consciousness, where understanding the meaning and messages are not that easy for even a Western scholar. So they, instead of interpreting Veda mantras, including Max Muller, misinterpreted Veda mantras. Misinterpreted with a crooked idea also. According to Max Muller's message, he wanted to give a misinterpretation for Vedas for creating a vacuum and mistrust in the Vedas among the Hindus. They wanted to create a vacuum in the mind of the Hindus so that the Bible can be filled in that vacuum. That's why he wanted intentionally to misinterpret as per the Macaulay's instruction. That is another way. But Veda mantras have got three meanings. That is why after chanting each Veda mantra, we say Om Shanti. First Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Three Shanti means Shanti for individuals, Shanti for society, Shanti in the cosmic system. Individual system, social system, cosmic system. The peace should exist. Shanti should exist. Then only these three will become complementary and cooperating, coexisting. It's wrongly told that Vedas should not be learned by low caste people. Remember that Vedas are not composed by high caste people. Vedas were composed by Kshatriya and not by Brahmana. And Vedas were classified into four, and further by Veda Vyasa, who was born as the son of a fisherwoman, Matsya Gandhi. So telling that Veda mantra should not be learned by the pupil at lower caste can be seen nowhere in our literature. But the so-called intellectuals, progressives and leftists created such a wrong impression and spread the world over, and thus could divide Hindu society. All the people who composed Veda mantras are non-Brahmins. Classification done by non-Brahmins. Our customs and rituals are written by non-Brahmins. And remember that for learning Veda mantra, you need so many criteria. It is not that easy. It's not that simple also. That is why it is told everyone need not study Veda. Everyone cannot study Veda mantra. But it is never told that everyone should not learn Veda mantra. Such a comment is not at all there. In fact, the definition of Brahmana is that anyone belonging to any caste after learning Veda mantra, then his title is known as Brahmana. Brahma jnanena eva Brahmana. So Brahmana is not by birth, it's by his mission-oriented work. Those who have got the capacity to learn Veda mantra and teach Veda mantra, they are known as Veda mantra. They are known as Brahmanas. Now, why it is told Veda mantra is difficult? Say, for example, if you want to read Mahabharata, then you can read it just like any ordinary textbook. Bhishma Uvacha.